Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet and Parak Dalet Mishnah Hay. As we learned in Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis, taking the Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkot used to be allowed even on Shabbos. And the Mishnah taught us at the end of the third parak of Sukkah that the mitzvah was performed in a special way outside the Beis HaMikdash, even on Shabbos, again by bringing the Lulav and Esrog and the Arba Minim to the Shul before Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Now here in Parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet, we're going to learn how the mitzvah of Arba Minim was performed inside the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. It says the mitzvahs lulav ketzad, how is the mitzvah of lulav performed on Shabbos inside the Beis HaMikdash? Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, and the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos. Molichanes lulavim laharabayis, the people would bring their lulavim, all of the Arba Minim, to the Beis HaMikdash, the Harabayis, before Shabbos. V'achazon mekablon mehem v'sodrinoson al gav itztava. And the various assistants, the people that were working there, would take the lulavim, the asurgim, and so on from them, and they would arrange them in the row of benches on Harabayis. V'hazakein manichin es shalahen balishka. The elderly people there, who were afraid of being pushed when everyone comes to take the lulav the next day, would leave theirs in a special room designated for that purpose from where they could safely retrieve them in the morning. Umilam demosam lomar, and members of the court taught everyone to say, Kol mi shemagia lulavi biyado harehu li bimatana. If anyone receives my lulav, let it be as a gift, meaning this was necessary because people might mistakenly take lulavim that belong to somebody else. And it, like we said many times, you can't fulfill your obligation on the first day of Yontif with a lulav that is not his. Continuing in the Mishnah, Lemachar Mashkimin Uvain, the next day on Shabbos, they would then come to Harabayis early in the morning. V'achazonin Zorkinosam Lifneim, and the officials there would throw the lulav before them. V'hein Mechatzvin Umakin Ishes Chaver, but in their excitement and their eagerness to perform the mitzvah with their own lulav, they would grab the lulav, and literally they would hit one another. U'kesharo Beizdin Shabo Lidisakan, when the court saw that the people were literally coming into danger, they were fighting, this is causing a whole fight. Hiskinu Shehekol Echad V'Echad Notel B'Bein, so they established that everyone should perform the mitzvah of taking the Arba Minim in his home and not in the Beis HaMikdash. Similar to what we learned in Maseches Yuma, that when there was such excitement for the avoda of the Trumas Hadeshen, of cleaning the ashes of the Mizbeach, which has some sort of a promise that those who do that will get the riches and so on, they're going to be wealthy. So because of that, the Kohanim would literally fight and race up the ramp, and they would push each other and they would hurt each other in order to get that avoda. So there too, they abolished that, and they started a whole lottery process, as we learned in Maseches Yoma here too as well, that once this became a sakana, once this became a dangerous, because everyone's so eager and excited to do the mitzvah, then they had to establish a different way to do this, which was in this case, they would have the individuals perform the mitzvah of Arba Minim in their home and not in the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing now with Perek Dalet Mishnah, hey, as we discuss the Arava ceremony, says the Mishnah, Mitzvahs Arava Ketzad, how is the mitzvah of the Arava performed? Says the Mishnah, Mokomaya Lamata Mirushalayim Venikra Motza. There was a place below Yerushalayim at the foot of a mountain called Motza, where there were many, many aravos that grew there. Yordan Lasham Umelakti Misham Murbios Shalarava. The messengers of the Beis Din would go down there. They would gather large aravos from there, and they would bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Uvain v'zokvinosan betzidei hamizbeach v'roshein kefufin al gavi hamizbeach. The Kohanim would then come, and they would take the aravos. They would march with them around the Mizbeach, and then they would stand them up against the sides of the Mizbeach with their ends bent over the top of the Mizbeach. Taku veheiriu v'taku, they blew on their trumpets, their shofaros, a tekiya, which was again one large note, a trua, which was in those days, now we refer to them as shvarim, but in those days the trua were the three short notes, and another tekiya, and this was an expression of the simcha, of the joy that the B'nai Yisrael were experiencing on the Yontif of Sukkot. Now the Mishnah is going to continue elaborating on this, the whole process of marching around the Mizbech. B'chol yom, ma'kifin es ha-Mizbech, pam achas va'omrim. And each day of Sukkot, except on Hoshana Rabbah, on the seventh day, they would march around the Mizbech one time, and they would say, Ona Hashem Oshiyana, Ona Hashem Atzlichana. That's what they would keep saying as they were marching around. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani v'ho Hoshiyana. Rabbi Yehuda says that they would actually say, Ani v'ho Hoshiyana. These words, as the Bartanura points out, of Ani v'ho are a shortened form of Mishani v'hu b'tzara, that the one described as I and he are in suffering, meaning this refers to Hashem, but whom it is Imo Anochi b'tzara, that I am with him in his suffering, that Hashem is with us constantly, no matter what we go through, no matter what we experience in life. And that is, in fact, what we do. That's in part of the Hoshana's process, is us saying, Ani v'ho Hoshia, not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. V'oso hayom makifin asem ezbeach sheva pamin. However, on that day, meaning on the seventh day, on Hoshana Rabbah, they would not march around one time, but they would march around the Mizbeach a full seven times. Now, how would we conclude this Arava ceremony? B'shas b'tiroson mahin omrim, when they were about to leave after performing the Arava ceremony on Hoshana Rabbah, what did they say? Yofi lecha mizbeach, yofi lecha mizbeach. The beauty of the ceremony is for you, O mizbeach. The beauty of the ceremony is for you, mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, lecha ulecha mizbeach, lecha ulecha mizbeach. That we would say to Hashem, we express acknowledgement, and to you, mizbeach, we express praise. To Hashem, we express acknowledgement, and to you, mizbeach, we express that praise. Again, that is how we. That's how we conclude on Hoshana Rabbah. Quick review. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet taught us, number one, how the mitzvah of lulav was performed on Shabbos inside the Beis HaMikdash. We said that when the first day of Yom Tov fall down on Shabbos, and the people would bring their lulavim initially to the Har HaBayis area before Shabbos, the workers there would take the lulavim, the esrogim, the araminim, and they would arrange them on the row of benches on the Har HaBayis. The older people would leave them somewhere else, that they weren't in such a rush, and there was no stampede that they had to deal with on the following day. They would have everyone say that if anyone receives my lulav, let it be as a gift to make sure that it's really theirs when they're doing the mitzvah. The next day, Shabbos came, they would all get to the Har HaBayis early in the morning. The officials there would throw the lulav before them, and what happened was that everyone was so excited to do it, so they would literally grab the lulav, hit one another, and create a whole fight, and therefore, when Beis Din saw that it was turning into some sort of a sakana, a danger, they established that everyone should perform the mitzvah of taking the arba minim in his home, and not in the Beis HaMikdash again when the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei taught us about the Arava ceremony. We said there was a place below Yerushalayim at the foot of a mountain called Motza. That's where there were many Aravos. The people from the Beis Din would go down there. They would gather large Aravos from there, and they would bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim came and took the Aravos, marched with them around the Mizbeach, and then they stood them against the sides of the Mizbeach with their ends bent over the top of the Mizbeach. Then they would blow the shofar, a tekiah, a trua, and a tekiah. And then the Mishnah continued by saying that in each day of Sukkot, except on the seventh day, they would march around the Mizbeach one time, on Hashem Hashiyana, on Hashem Hatzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda said they would actually say Aniva Ho Hoshiyana, and on the seventh day, on Hoshana Rabbah, they would actually march around the Mizbeach seven times, not only one time. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that when they were about to leave after performing the Arava ceremony on Hoshana Rabbah, on the seventh day, they would say, Yofi lecha Mizbeach, Yofi lecha Mizbeach, Rabbi Lezer, they would actually lecha ulecha Mizbeach, lecha ulecha Mizbeach, Machog is what they would say, but that's what they would say on Hoshana Rabbah as they would leave the Beis HaMikdash. Have a great day.